team. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
And LCRA officials say the current drought could end.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
590 KLBJ.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. The nation's governors are bickering over the economic stimulus money designated for their states. Republican Haley Barbour of Mississippi tells CNN he's thinking of rejecting a portion of the money. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal on NBC's Meet the Press says President Barack Obama signed into law a bill that has a lot of wasteful spending.
If he had worked with Republicans, instead of allowing Speaker Pelosi to write this bill, if he had worked with Republicans to say, let's really invest in infrastructure, let's do targeted temporary spending, let's do some tax cuts, let's get the economy moving, I don't think we're going to solve our economic challenges through government spending.
And European leaders meeting in Berlin are backing sweeping new regulations for financial markets and hedge funds. A statement from German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the leaders agreed on 7 key points during their one-day meeting. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, I feel fat today? Or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Visit us at EverCleanse.com or call now to receive a very special offer.
That number is 800-567-5598. Call for your special offer. 800-567-5598. 800-567-5598.
A once reviled, now revered British reality TV star has tied the knot with her fiancé. The wedding has drawn much attention in Britain because 27-year-old Jane Goody is dying of cancer. A spokesman says it was a very beautiful, very moving service. Charles de Ledesma has more on the intense interest.
Police, media and well-wishers all gathered at the entrance to the Downhall Country House Hotel while a plane flew overhead trailing a banner emblazoned with the couple's names. A movie of the wedding will be produced by Kate Jackson, who was also one of the four bridesmaids.
In Pakistan, the government in the troubled Northwest says it will set up village militias and arm them to help counter terrorism. A province official says the militias will help police in the region, which is under increasing threat from Taliban militants. And Chinese state media say the search for victims has ended after a gas explosion ripped through a coal mine in northern China. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the 3-Step Plan. The 3-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the 3-Step Plan. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
Authorities in southeastern Pennsylvania say 7 school buses have been severely damaged by fires that were deliberately set. It happened early today in West Brandywine Township, which is just north of a town that has seen 66 arson fires since January 2008. John Hageman is with the ATF.
The school bus fires are just 2 miles from Coatesville. So we're certainly looking into the possibility that they are related, but it's still too early to say that they are.
Acknowledging that American families and small businesses are hurting, Republicans Saturday attacked the Democrat-sponsored spending bill that recently passed Congress. Michigan Congressman Dave Camp talks about the Republicans' economic plan.
House Republicans offered a plan to help our economy using fast-acting tax relief that would have created 6.2 million jobs. twice the jobs at half the cost of the Democrats' trillion-dollar government spending bill.
And in President Obama's weekly radio address, he talked of his wide-ranging economic recovery plan. He says his housing plan will help stem the tide of foreclosures.
It is only a first step on the road to economic recovery, and we can't fail to complete the journey. That will require stemming the spread of foreclosures and falling home values, and doing all we can to help responsible homeowners stay in their homes, which is exactly what the housing plan I announced last week will help us do.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
It is the 22nd day of February 2009. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live. Thank you for joining us. You know, I get this question emailed to me every day when I'm on other radio talk shows or on television. People ask me this question over and over again. They say, Alex, why are you so negative? Alex, why are you saying things are so bad? Why don't you just be positive? Well, if you go into the doctor and they tell you you've got a huge brain tumor on the CAT scan, but the good news is it's easily operable and that you'll be fine after a week's stay in the hospital, and you just say, doctor, I think you're a conspiracy theorist. I don't like to hear that type of bad news. And so you go home, and a few months later the tumor grows on your brain stem, and suddenly you can't walk, and you go back to the doctor, and you say, okay, I guess it's true. I guess I do have this brain tumor, and they say, sorry, it's too late. It's eaten into the brain stem. We may be able to save you, but you're going to be paralyzed from the neck down. In fact, I've seen real cases of that. People are in denial. No, I'm very positive about the fact that this nation has a giant brain tumor. That's the federal government. And that throughout the body of the country, the states, we have hundreds of other tumors. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of you didn't listen, and you made jokes and laughed about it. It's fun to be a yuppie and snicker and feel powerful, or it's funny to be a mainline right-wing person and think everything's okay, and it's fun to be a mainline liberal. And the nation will probably go ahead and fall apart into the North American Union and will be like Mexico slash North Korea, with a sprinkling of the Soviet Union and Nazi Germany. And that's what you wanted. That's what you demanded. That's what you needed. You know, you could have had the tumors removed when they were very small. But we do have a chance to remove them, but only if people finally wake up and get involved and educate yourselves very, very quickly. If you don't do that, we're in deep trouble. So, no, I'm a very positive person. That'd be like if I saw my neighbor's house on fire, and I went and banged on the door and said, Bob, come out, your home's on fire. And he walked over to the door and said, Alex, I don't want to hear from you. You're just being negative. And I said, look, flames are shooting out of the top. There's smoke coming out. And he says, Alex, you're a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to have a positive outlook on things. And then Bob or Bill goes back in and the house collapses on top of him and his family. I mean, that's how ridiculous this is. The truth is I've done my homework. The truth is I'm right about 99% of what I say. Occasionally I make an error. Normally I underestimate how bad things are. So today I'm going to go over a lot of the important news, but I'm also just going to boil down the basics of what we face as a society. And we're going to be taking your phone calls as well. The toll-free number to join us is 877-590-5525. 877-590-5525. Or you're listening in Central Texas from the station that the syndication originates out of, News Radio 590 KLBJ. It is 836-0590. Okay, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 stacks of news. I could spend the entire show on any one of these and go into great detail and prove every claim I'm making, but we don't have time. I suggest you check into these stories yourself. Drug violence spins Mexico towards civil war, CNN. El Paso Times reports FEMA and Homeland Security are preparing to seal the border for martial law in South Texas. I tell people this and get emails that I'm a conspiracy theorist. Hey, whatever makes you happy, okay? I told you that Bank of America and others weren't safe a year ago and you laughed at me. Now they're talking about them collapsing. Look, I just give you the facts. I'm sorry if it isn't what you want to hear. This is not magical thinking. This is not Harry Potter world. This is reality. As crime mounts, Mexicans turn to vigilante justice. This out of Time magazine. And it shows all these images of machine gun dead police and military. Zygmunt Brzezinski fears class warfare and the destruction of the New World Order. That's a quote from MSNBC. And we have a link to it up on Infowars.com. So we'll be going over that report. Also, you know the Army and the Marines have openly announced they're going to patrol the United States and are training for gun confiscation. Again, a decade plus after I told you they were doing that secretly. But it was in the Daily Times Herald out of Carroll, Iowa. They're going to practice locking the town down, a real town, go door to door asking about people's firearms. And I had the colonel, the head spokesman, on Friday discussing it with him, and then we got a call back from the mayor and a call back from the Army saying, Mr. Jones, don't worry, the drill has been canceled. And I looked at my producer and I said, that's a lie. They will announce by the end of the weekend in a press release it's been scaled back. Guess what the Associated Press and several other publications, we have a story up on Infowars.com that Kurt Nimmo did boil down, linking to them. They said they're not canceling it, they're cutting it down. Because, folks, I know these people. I know them like the back of my hand. All they do is lie. Lying is their job. NORTHCOM is over the United States. We are an occupied country. The U.S. military openly works for offshore banks now. They're doing nothing but running military operations against us, period. Okay? They will lie to you every single time. Now, I guess I'm not supposed to tell the truth. I'm just go, well, I need to be pro-military and just accept the lie. It's good to be lied to. You know, that's how we stay free. If you call Mexico freedom or North Korea freedom, you see, when a government goes bad, everything falls apart and the criminals steal everything and confidence is lost and the society falls apart for 99% of people. And then in every case, the criminals that bring down the nation, they go retire in Switzerland, or they go retire in the Bahamas, or one of the favorite places, they go retire in Portugal or Spain, or the Cook Islands. That's where they all go. And see, they don't care about your 401ks. They don't care about your future. They don't care about the red, white, and blue. They don't care. And they got control of this country, and they've now used up our credit and bought up the world with it, and they're done with us, and they're leaving a rear guard, because they're still scared of the American people, of NORTHCOM and the Marines and the Army to make sure that their getaway is safe when they turn this country into a third world nation, and when you realize they've stolen everything by design. You understand that? That's what the military and the police and the black mask and the cameras are for. Now, none of this is my opinion. Remember, I'm the guy that wrote a book in 2002 called Descent into Tyranny that said all of this would happen and even named the year it was going to happen. Wasn't hard. I had the IMF and World Bank documents. Again, none of this is hard. That's what's so ridiculous about all of this. You know, I was on a talk show station in San Francisco, big station. I forget the call letters. Yesterday, and they're picking up the show. They've been carrying it last week and got a great response. But the guy was reading me emails on air of people that still say I'm a kook, and they're like, this Alex Jones is a nut. This Alex Jones makes up an imaginary new world order. And then today I was walking out of my office, and I looked at a stack for the Obama deception I'm finishing up in the next few days, and it was a stack of over 30 mainstream news articles that I had just printed off in the last 2 weeks. And there's hundreds of them every week. This is some I printed for the film that I gave to the graphics guy to get shots of and put in the film. And there it was. I mean, I started reading over them. You know, every day it's Zbigniew Brzezinski and Obama's people and the Republicans and all these leaders calling for world government and saying we'll have a new bank of the world that we'll pay carbon taxes to. And they're announcing all of it. And it doesn't matter if I've got Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, Time, Financial Times of London, Times of London, Associated Press, MSNBC, Reuters. I mean, that's what I've got. It doesn't matter. They just say, it doesn't exist, Alex. No, you're still wrong. It's not happening. And people write articles attacking me saying it's not happening. I mean, do you suckers that think you're part of the establishment really think you're going to make it through all this and that you're going to be on the winning team? You're with the people. You got to be lying. There's no way you don't know this is true. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's right. It's syndicated. I think the show's on about 40 stations now. The Sunday show, the weekday show's above 70, growing again quite a bit. And big stations are turning us on. I talked to these station owners, and they're like, I didn't believe you years ago, but it all came true. I've got all the mainstream newspapers here saying world government's going to save us from the banking crisis. That's exactly what you said. I heard you as a guest on my station 7 years ago say that they were going to implode the banking system through derivatives and then announce a new plan to remonetize the world through a private central bank that would control the United States with carbon taxes. Well, of course, I was reading the Council on Foreign Relations public plan. I mean, folks, I've used the analogy of if my wife tells me, hey, Monday night football is coming on tonight, you want to come home early and watch the game? And I say, and I come home and it comes on and I say, how did you know Monday night football was going to come on? How are you psychic? How did you know? She's like, no, it's in the TV guide. I mean, this is openly what the UN has always said. This is openly what the big central banks have been working towards, setting us up to do this. And now it's happening, but so many people invested in saying that I and many others like me were a liar and were liars, that now, even though it's all happening, there's a minority of people that still cling to the old propaganda that none of this exists and that it's all a conspiracy theory. All right, here is some of the news. Guardsmen to conduct urban training in Arcadia in April. Going to go into that. Drug violence spins Mexico towards civil war. Brzezinski's fear, class warfare and the destruction of the New World Order, MSNBC. And he says on the piece, I'm afraid the people are going to revolt against the bankers. I thought international bankers didn't exist. I thought everything was fine. Look at this story. AP, Transportation Secretary says taxing how much we drive may replace gasoline tax. I remember being on countless radio interviews on other people's shows with them making fun of me. They'd say, oh, what's going to happen in the future? And I said, well, they're going to tax you by the mile with license plate reading cameras and transponder boxes and satellite boxes in your car. And I had that from the Transportation Department over a decade ago. And they just laugh. It's so funny. It's so funny. Folks, you're going to be paying, like France, when they're done, 80% taxes in one form or another. That's openly what the OECD and the International Bank of Settlements have said their goal is. And it's going to be going to interest on debt to private banks that made the money out of nothing. Here's another one. They're announcing all over the country in USA Today, they're putting in body scanners where you walk in and it scans your naked body and puts it in a database. What they don't tell you is these airport scanners are to get a biometric read of your entire body so that their street corner cameras have your body's digital algorithm and can track everywhere you go with instant ID. And I have a CNN article here. You can go up to Infowars.com if you want and click through and watch the video. Itself. It's also up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have a link to it on the CNN side of the subpage. It's actually a YouTube clip of CNN. What I told you, again, I'm not keep saying I told you, but we did tell you. And you keep laughing, and there's not time for that anymore. Okay, just admit we're right, and then decide what you're going to do about it. I'm not even telling you what to do about this. I'm just saying, will you please wake up? Remember Minority Report that came out, I don't know, 5-6 years ago, where they face scan you everywhere you go, and then the little billboards in malls and on the street, it also tracks where you go when they're after Tom Cruise, the, you know, the cop that's gone rogue. They use it to track him. Well, see, that was already developed and patented more than 20 years ago. And about 8 years ago, I was at the UT Psychology Department funded by DARPA and saw them, this was the unclassified areas I was allowed to see, setting up these facial recognition systems. And what they do is they buy from the states your digital photo, and then with that they track everywhere you go on the street and in the malls. And so if you see Minority Report, that's really, minus the precogs, what life is now like. So there's that report there for you. I always told folks, because the UN and the IMF and the World Bank and the Club of Rome and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission said this was their plan. They even laugh and say global warming's a fraud and giggle and snicker that the public can be scared of carbon dioxide that plants breathe. That's one of the four life-giving elements on Earth, sunshine, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. They even laugh at us. It's very funny to them. And in a way, it is funny if it wasn't so sick. So I'd have all these world leaders on the show, and I'd say, well, you're planning these carbon restrictions to tax people. And they'd say, that's ridiculous. I have that in Endgame, the Rothschild heir was on the show. I was going, that's ridiculous. Isn't it planned to tax? And I'm like, but it's in all your documents. Oh, rubbish. I mean, we ought to play that clip. It's all over the news now. They're announcing the budget shortfall. In fact, some are saying he's going to talk about it tomorrow night in his speech. The feds already have put it out, but that Obama is. EPA expected to act in regulating carbon dioxide, Herald Tribune. And there's, I mean, just Google carbon tax called for. And all these senators and committee chairmen. And, folks, it is last night I was doing a voiceover for the Obama deception. So I was going back over my research of what they're going to tax. They're going to tax all natural gas, all oil, asphalt, all plastics. They're going to tax having a fireplace or a wood-burning stove or an outdoor propane space heater. They're going to tax trash pickup federally and internationally on top of your local taxes. They're going to tax cattle when they're produced, pigs, sheep, goats, chickens. All meat will be taxed when it's produced. And on the dinner table, just Google beef tax. That's now about to be passed. The feds are pushing it. They're going to tax everything there. They're going to tax water. They're going to tax your home. They're going to tax your light bulbs, your toilets. There are thousands of taxes. In the voiceover, I say over 100 because people just can't believe that. I mean, actually, people accuse me of exaggerating. No. I limit it because I know people can't handle that. Thousands, but just get ready. I know. Laugh now. Suck your thumb now. It's so much fun. Just keep being delusional. You know, I told you that the bailout bill wasn't $800 billion or $700 billion. I told you it was over $9 trillion so far, and now Bloomberg and AP have come out with the latest numbers, $9.7 trillion. Just Google bailout now, $9.7 trillion. And then they admit in that one article alone that they've spent the money, and they're bragging in their corporate documents that, oh, our banks are very healthy. We're just blowing out some, you know, dummy corporation fronts. We're buying up healthy banks and insurance companies. And we'll keep terrorizing the public, telling them, give us this new power, give us that new power. Do whatever we say or the economy will die. And when we do whatever they say, oh, yes, master. Oh, yes, oh, whatever you want. Just save me. Just save me. I know it's not conservative, but socialism's the only thing that'll save my 401k, so I guess I gotta go with it. This isn't socialism. The 800 billion, if you want to get technical, it's 787 billion there. There's the exact number. The $787 billion stimulus plan they passed last week, what did that do? What did that do? Well, it did something horrid. It further federalized the states, and now the bill's been analyzed, and most of the, quote, free federal money they took from the states, the feds give them 20% of the money. Some's 30, some's 40, but on average it's about 20% of the money. This is all over the news now. You can pull it up for yourself. And then the states have to pay for the 80%. It's an unfunded mandate. So more taxes, more control, and just federal databases on health care, rationing of health care is in there. That was been in the mainstream news, but telling you how great it is. I mean, they are hitting us at every angle. This is a revolution. private offshore banks have come in, taken over the nation. They bankrupted things on purpose for a fire sale so they can consolidate wealth while secondarily terrorizing the public and the Congress into handing over all their authority because the bankers, with a gun to our head, say, do what we say and everything will be okay, but then things only get worse. Your call straight ahead.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Welcome to America. It's time for change. The new president is talking about change. Are you talking about change? You know, changing your lifestyle to become more healthy? Well, here's how the staff at Life Change Tea feels. Make the change to be healthy before your body forces you to change. Organ failure, sickness, chemical poisoning, toxins, and much more. They'll force you to change for the worse. A willing change is much better than a change by force. Call Life Change Tea now. 928-308-0408. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. You've heard it, getthetea.com. Make an investment in your life. Life Change Tea. Oh, and P.S., you'll lose some weight.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. I'm going to get more into the collapse of Mexico, what that means to the U.S., what big financial institutions are going to be going under as part of a staged event in the near future, and a lot more today. But also, I wanted to get into some of Obama's latest lies. I mean, there's so many, it's hard to even stay abreast of all the new ones. But I was with an independent film channel crew, and there was also an Australian national TV crew at the same time down here Thursday and Friday. So Thursday night I said, let's go down and talk to Obama supporters or the public period down on 6th Street. So we went down there about 8 o'clock at night, and I'd walk up to the Obama supporters, and I'd say, so do you support Obama? Oh, yes, I love him. And I'd say, okay, well, he lied. He said he was going to bring all the troops home from Iraq, but he's actually increasing overall troops overseas and saying now they're going to stay in Iraq for at least 23 more months before they even look at it. And they said, yeah, well, he had to say that to get elected. See, now they feel like they're part of the power structure, and, you know, Obama's their guy, and, you know, they're part of the system, and they've got a place at the table. So it's okay that, you know, he lied about that. And I said, well, he's continuing, actually, the rendition. He's at the secret arrest. They're just looking at closing Guantanamo Bay, but it's only one of hundreds of camps. And they said, well, yeah, but you got to do that in the war on terror. So suddenly these are George Bush supporters buying the whole lie. And I said, well, he promised not to appoint any lobbyists, but that's all it seems he's appointing is big lobbyists and donors to powerful positions in government. And they said, yeah, well, you know, those are the people he needs to get the job done. And I just started going in the line. I said, well, he said they had to pass the stimulus bill without reading it, but then he went on vacation for 4 days. He really didn't want people reading it. And he promised that he wouldn't do that in the future. And they said, yeah, well, you know, we got to give him time. Time? This guy's done everything Bush did but put it on steroids. Well, here's the latest. Obama backs Bush. This is AP. Obama backs Bush. No rights for Bagram prisoners. Now, this is the real camp. This is where they pick them up and then end up killing a lot of them. People have been beaten to death and murdered there by the thousands. I mean, they've had cases admitted where they'll put, in one case, 3,000-plus people in tiny containers for a week without food or water where they couldn't even sit down like cattle cars in Nazi Germany, and then a week later they just pull all the dead bodies out. You can Google that story. It's mainstream news. I'll never forget there was Sergeant Gruckheimer in the Ithaca News talking about how they just go in villages and kill everyone, including children. And the Pentagon came out on Fox News and said, well, we want to clarify. We only kill everybody in certain villages. The Obama administration, siding with the Bush White House, contended Friday that detainees in Afghanistan have no constitutional rights. And that went further, no Geneva rights, no international treaty rights. And see, then our troops don't have any rights when they get captured. But see, this is meant to terrorize anybody. If any government or any group or any sovereign group, you know, it was the precious Afghans fighting the Ruskies in the 80s. Well, now they want the U.S. out, and they just call them Al-Qaeda. No such thing. That's a CIA front group. And so they let them know, hey, we're going to torture you to death if you fight us. See, it's a form of terror. The Nazis would do that in Russia. And in Europe, when they were taking over areas, they would kill and torture people to death, letting them know, if you fight back in any way, we torture you to death. But see, it was bad when the Nazis did it, good when the good old U.S. of A. does it, but it's not even our military anymore. And when Pat Tillman started writing letters home saying this whole war is a fraud, all we're doing is guarding poppy fields over here, boy, they fragged him quick, didn't they? And I've talked to his family. They killed him deader than a hammer. That was a Pentagon assassination. Oh, yeah, football player, you're useful to them. You're useful to the system as long as you play ball. But the minute you don't go along with the propaganda, you die. You think the globalists just kill people and break things in other nations? They think nothing of our lives as well. They've conquered this country. And until we wake up to that and speak out against them, it's just going to get worse. So Obama backs Bush. No rights for Bagram prisoners. In a two-sentence court filing, the Justice Department said it agreed that detainees at Bagram Airfield cannot use U.S. courts to challenge their detention. The filing shocked human rights attorneys because Obama had promised to reverse that. You know, I mean, if you got the proof on these people, show it in court. But see, they can't do that because even the CIA section chief that wrote the book Jawbreaker, I interviewed him, admitted they don't pick up any real Taliban or Al-Qaeda. What they do is they just grab 14-year-old goat herders and then they pay the Taliban a $25,000 literally, they go up in the hills and they pick up the goat herders up in the mountains, many of them who've never even heard of America, that literally it's that primitive. And they go up there and they grab them and they put them in camps. And then the Taliban has paid $25,000 apiece, and the news advertised that they've captured Al-Qaeda. absolutely incredible. The hope we all had in President Obama to lead us on a different path has not turned out as we'd hoped, said Tina Monsfafir Foster, a human rights attorney representing a detainee at the Bagram airfield. We all expected better. The Supreme Court last year gave al-Qaeda and Taliban suspects held at U.S. Naval Base in Guantanamo, Cuba, the right to challenge their detention. Oh, but Obama says he's not going with that. He's going with the most extreme interpretation of the Bush administration. But then, meanwhile, they've got to have a nice little PR story to salve the public. So they put out this piece of propaganda in the Communist News Service, CNN. Abu Ghraib, now a humane prison, Iraq officials say, though they wouldn't allow a tour of the facility that was holding prisoners. Now, I saw reports a month ago that they have secret prisons all over Iraq where they, without a trial, just shoot or hang people. So, see, they've just moved out of the Abu Ghraib and moved down the road. They have PR pieces for the American people. It says the notorious Iraq prison, once called Abu Ghraib, has reopened under Iraq government control, and the Ministry of Justice has launched a public relations campaign to show it has changed since the days when prisoners were tortured there, first under Saddam Hussein and later by American troops. It's now called Baghdad Central Prison and has water fountains and freshly painted garden and a gym complete with weights and sports teams and jerseys on the walls. But it goes on to say that they were not allowed to actually see any of that of the prisoners. So that's funny, unless you're one of the people in the torture camp. I mean, this is sick, folks. This is so completely and totally sick. It just boggles the mind that it's... But my wife listens to NPR when she's cooking breakfast or lunch or dinner, so it's on in the background. And she's always scoffing at the propaganda, but they just repeat over and over again. Barack Obama has closed Guantanamo. He stopped the secret arrest. He stopped rendition. Barack Obama's done this. Obama! All lies. But hey, if it makes you feel good. But see, it was fun to be upset about torture and Bush and wars and police state and the Patriot Act and warrantless spying. You got to feel like good Democrats and good moral people, and darn it, we're going to do something. We're going to get the Democrats in 2006, and the war expands. And then we're going to get Obama in, and it all expands. But it doesn't matter now. Now, well, we're running the war, and now it's darn good. And, well, we need to do what he says. He'll get the economy going. I've actually had him email me and go, you know, how dare you in your film claim that Barack Obama was involved in that dastardly banker bailout? He's fighting that. Well, wait till you see the Obama deception. It's nothing but him up there bragging that he's the one that got it rammed through the different caucuses of the Democratic Party. I mean, you guys are complete and total Jim Jones, Kool-Aid drinking fools. You love to be suckered. There isn't a scam out there that mainline Republicans and Democrats hadn't bought into. Let me give you a newsflash. Barack Obama is a front man puppet. Barack Obama runs nothing. He is a PR public relations creation. He might as well be a Max Headroom hologram. It doesn't matter. He goes out and lies to you convincingly and looks right into the camera reading the teleprompter. He's just a better liar than George Bush. George Bush, who looked like Satan with his horns cut off. See how that was all scripted for you. All right, I promise we're going to your calls. Matt, John, Steve, George, Billy Bob. We always love getting calls from people like Billy Bob. So that is coming up. Don't forget, my new phone comes out in just a few weeks. It is theobamadeception.net. That's the website. Stay with us.
Our beloved Republic is...
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet.
diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99. with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back. We're going to go ahead and go straight to your phone calls. And we better start shouting at the international bankers. Shout at the real devil and realize who the real enemy is and has orchestrated this collapse to bring in world government. Or things are just going to get worse and worse in this society. Let's go ahead and talk to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I'd like to just thank you, first of all, for all of that you've done so far. I joined the InfoWar and October, and I just can't believe how much I've learned so far. But I just wanted to talk about an economist that Ron Paul quoted in his book, The Manifesto, and it was Frederick Bastiat. Have you ever heard his name?
Yes.
And he used the term plunder when he'd talk about banks, and he'd use the term plunder when he'd talk about the French socialists coming in, and that's basically one of the
Low-level liberals think that oh, we're a bunch of hippies. We're going to make a big government and take money from the middle class. They think of the middle class as the elite. But in every case in history, the last 200 years, socialism is funded by the big financiers because they want to take control of governments and steal the tax money for themselves. Then they just call it a worker's paradise and give a little bit of chicken feed to the blue-collar workers when it's the bankers themselves that destroy the economy, where the people then think they've got to go to government for their sustenance.
Exactly. Is it okay if I give you a real quote real quick, and then I'll
yeah, go ahead. Sure.
In his book, and his I think it was a big essay called "The Law." He says this chapter is called "How to Identify Legal Plunder," and it says, "But how is this legal plunder to be identified? Quite simply, see if the law takes from some persons what belongs to them and gives it to other persons to whom it does not belong." And he says, see if the law benefits one citizen at the expense of another by doing what the citizen himself cannot do without committing a crime. And that sentence just, you know, hits it right there. I mean, we are just being plundered. And I love how he uses this term. But that's all I had to say. And I hope people read his books. Frederick Bastiat, really, he combines, economics with... Yeah. With society and how it all comes together. It's really great. So thank you very much, Alex.
Hey, thanks for calling. Reading books, though, most Americans don't do that. That's not cool. No. What's cool is to tune into mainline talk radio and have fake conservatives tell you that it's a commie conspiracy and that it's dumb hippies that are, you know, taking over. No, it's international banks that want big government so that they can have corporate welfare from it and use government against their competition, use federal regulators and state regulators to shut down their competition. And under the Republican administration, we saw a tripling in the size of government, and now Obama's getting ready to triple it again and claiming he's going to cut the budget deficit in half when every form of spending is already being close to doubled by him in office 1 month. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Pennsylvania. John, welcome.
Alex, how are you doing today, my friend?
Good, sir.
Hey, it's great to talk to you finally. I've been listening for about a little over a year now. I woke up about a year and a half ago, and I just want to say you are responsible for me waking up. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, sir. You know what? If I'm going to be free, you've got to be free, and the more people we wake up, the better. So I didn't do you a favor there, brother. I just did my duty.
Well, and I've taken it one step further. I've been doing the all the research all this time and wondering what I can do to help. And what I've decided to do is open a new chapter of We Are Change. And I'm here to announce that the Northwestern Pennsylvania chapter of We Are Change is officially launched.
Good. And for those that don't know what that is, I guess about 2 years ago, Luke Radowski, when he was 20 years old, a 9/11 truth activist, an anti-globalist activist, sort of We Are Change, and we tried to build up a platform for him. He did a lot of great work confronting a lot of people, still does it. And I think there's something like 100-plus chapters from as far away as Japan and Australia to the Netherlands. Good to hear from you, my friend. That's exciting. Get a website up, and you can call in and plug it. Steve in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. A few things I want to comment on real quick, and then I had a couple of questions. First of all, this colonel with the Iowa National Guard that you interviewed on Friday, I have one thing to say in response to all that stuff he gave you, bull. I mean, I can't believe what this guy was saying. 23 years with the National Guard, didn't know what was going on that you cited to him was in the local newscast. I think that guy's just a puppet.
But notice their spokesman. He admitted they were going to do door-to-door gun checks. They were going to practice locking down towns. He admitted he knew that the National Guard was being federalized and there is a plan to use 20,000 combat troops on the streets of America. And he then had to admit, he said, we'll never confiscate guns. And then, oh, well, was the Iowa Guard involved in New Orleans? And he kind of went, and then he said, I can't comment. Yes, we were there. And then I brought up PDD 51, and he said, I can't comment on that. He goes, yeah, I know what that is. You see, I mean, this is sick.
Yeah, and it made me want to throw up when he actually had the nerve to talk about them defending the Constitution. I also wanted to mention this. I heard the other day on the news Obama commenting after his sinfulness package, and that's what I call it, got passed. He made this statement, and you probably heard this. This is the beginning of the end. And I think that's really fitting. And, of course, people are probably thinking that are on board with him. Well, you know, this is about the, you know, bringing our economy out of the crisis it's in. But, of course, we know what he really means by that. And I thought it was fitting that the newscasters commented that said this will give the economy its biggest shot in the arm ever. And I think that's Freudian doublespeak because what you know about vaccines, I think that's very fitting. Yeah, it will be the biggest shot in the arm. It'll be the death of our economy.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Folks, whether you love the 30 million illegal aliens or hate them, I don't blame people in a horrible third world nation of corruption who are being driven off their ancestral land and being enslaved, wanting to come up here. But in the final equation, if you look at the numbers, just incarcerating illegal aliens in Texas costs billions of dollars a year. Incarcerating them in California costs tens of billions. Paying for them to have the babies up here. Then they become citizens and get on welfare. And they've done federal studies on this, outnumbers all the amount of taxes or all the work or all they add to the economy. And I don't care if the people from south of the border were white, black, purple, green, or polka-dotted. I am against what's happening. And then on top of it, Mexico lost two wars with the U.S., and they teach in their schools that the Southwest belongs to Mexico. And this is now even being taught in our public schools. So the globalist want to break this country apart, and Mexico is in civil war, is collapsing. I've been telling you that for 4 years. Now it's in the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN today, and there have been more than 10,000, I finally got the last numbers, you know, late in the year I was seeing 8,000-plus murders on the border with the U.S. and Mexico. That's just on the border. It was more than that. They have thousands a week down there total. I mean, it's just total bedlam. But now the latest numbers came out from last year. They always come out a few months late. Over 10,000 murders on the Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California border. And it's spilling over. They are killing police. They're killing military. They've killed FBI. And it's always barely a mention in the news. I mean, if a citizen kills an FBI agent, it's like the world ended. And they have big parades, and the cops cry, and there's all this freaking out. And, you know, it's not a good thing. I'm not, but the point is, well, here's an example. 90% of the time if a cop's killed, they find the person that did it. Only 10% of the time if a citizen's killed, they find who did it. I think a citizen's is worth as much as a cop or a fireman or anybody else. You know, you sign on to this heroic, dangerous job. But the point is that when the Mexican troops, and that's who's dealing the drugs, it's the Mexican government, kill police and military and citizens and burn out houses and attack ranchers, the federal government instead comes in and sues the ranchers if they dare arrest people trespassing. And that's like England, where forget going to prison if you shoot somebody that invades your house, hiding a gun that, you know, that's been banned for 20 years. They put you in jail in cases if you break a vase, like a man broke a vase over a guy's head who was raping his wife in his house. They let the criminal out and prosecuted him, the guy that protected his wife. Same thing here in the U.S. Every week I see articles where a crook falls through a skylight in somebody's house or slips and falls in a house or cuts themselves breaking in. And the cops come and the lawsuits are filed and the homeowner gets in trouble for the crook invading. Folks, this is what's happening. This is what's happening in the United States. And if you don't believe me, the stories I just told, then you're hiding under a rock. That's been all over the news. The system is meant to go after good, hardworking Americans. Like the famous case of the guy had rats eating his tomatoes. So he killed one with a shovel. And a neighbor saw it and called the animal people. And then he went to jail. And folks, again, this is all about getting regular citizens in the net. This is all about capturing regular citizens because we're the ones that have money they can suck off of. Here's an example. 99%, and I just saw these numbers today in the mainstream news, 99%. I'll cover it when I get back. I'm out of time.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNlive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNlive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Alcohol blood draws for its drug rehab research.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
KLBJ Austin, it's 5 o'clock.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Some Republican governors are turning down part of the federal stimulus money, while at least one other GOP governor wants more. Here's Tim McGuire.
Louisiana's Bobby Jindal tells NBC's Meet the Press that taking short-term federal money to expand the unemployment system would cripple employers in his state.
This will result in increase in taxes on our businesses.
California's Arnold Schwarzenegger, just off a bruising budget battle with the legislature, tells ABC's This Week if Jindal and the others don't want the money,
I take it.
The federal stimulus plan is one of the topics in the National Governors Association meeting being held in the nation's capital. Tim McGuire, Washington.
And President Obama is expected to focus on physical issues this week as he prepares to submit his first budget request to Congress. A White House official says the goal is to cut the deficit in half by the end of his first term. This is IRN USA Radio News.
My name is John DeMartino. I'm from Colorado, and I started using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan. It's extremely encouraging for me, and they've given me training on exactly what to say, and I don't have to be a salesman to talk to people that are calling me. It's made me feel like, wow, let's do business. I can only conceive of growing and growing and growing now. I'm 56 years old, and I feel young. I feel renewed. I'm happy. I'm excited about my financial future. In a short amount of time, less than an hour a day, if someone wanted to, they could have a system. This is a stress relieving business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby. After 5 years, the three-step plan is a proven success story. If you're tired of worrying about money all the time, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
Rescuers say all the trapped miners have been found after a gas explosion ripped through a coal mine in northern China. At least 74 were killed and 114 hospitalized. China's news agency says more than 400 workers were in the mine when the blast occurred. People have been gathering at ceremonies across Australia today to remember the more than 200 people killed in this month's wildfires. In a Melbourne stadium, thousands rang tiny bells and dignitaries, including Queen Elizabeth's daughter, Princess Anne, placed white flowers on a large wreath. Last year's Academy Awards brought their worst TV ratings ever, so this year's producers are hoping to liven things up. Viewers of tonight's live show on ABC may see some new ways of presenting awards and other surprises. The rags-to-riches tell Slumdog Millionaire is favored to win. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNNews.com.
If you're paying your credit cards with credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills, there is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
There are new attempts to curb the influence of the Taliban in a remote area of Pakistan. Here's Steve Graham.
Pakistani authorities announced today that they plan to arm villages in the northwest of the country with 30,000 rifles, setting up militias to help police in a region which has struggled badly against Taliban and al-Qaeda militants.
European leaders meeting in Berlin are backing sweeping new regulations for financial markets and hedge funds. A statement from German Chancellor Angela Merkel says the leaders agreed on 7 key points during their one-day meeting. This is British Prime Minister Gordon Brown.
We need a global New Deal. We need a grand bargain between the countries and continents of this world so that the world economy can not only recover, but as Angela Merkel has said, the economic system of the future can be based on the soundest and best principles of all.
He said he'd be back, and he soon will be. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger says he'll be shooting a cameo appearance soon for a new movie by friend Sylvester Stallone. Schwarzenegger calls Stallone a terrific director and writer and a great actor.
Since I've become governor, I've done 3 cameos. When friends asked me and Sly asked me if I would do a cameo, I said, of course I'll help you do a cameo. There's no two ways about that.
And one of Schwarzenegger's favorite political movies, The Candidate, with Robert Redford. The governor appeared on ABC's This Week. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
Video report.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I've seen several press reports in the last few days with the numbers on red light cameras that are going up all over the nation. The people don't like them. They're completely unpopular in every poll. Government doesn't care. They put them in because the government doesn't represent us. They represent the governments that are controlled and owned by foreign banks. Your cities and counties are all bought off and paid off, literally, through the comprehensive annual financial reports, and they're here to suck money out of you and send it offshore. But I saw the numbers, and I'd already seen these previously, but to see them all together, where 99% of the tickets being given, I saw a case in the suburb of Dallas, 44,000 tickets, 99% of them were a ride on red or slow stopping, where somebody had to edge up to the intersection past the white line to see when they could go out. And going back about a decade ago, they would just have the red light cameras for red lights, but people stopped running red lights. Or they would stop, where it's yellow, but you go ahead and zoom through. So What they did is they started adding turning right on red or pulling past the white line, and they were admitting in this press report that most of the tickets were for that. You know, something you see police do all day, something that you have to do to be safe coming up to the intersection. It's about money. It's about control. Meanwhile, the border is collapsing, rocket attacks, bombings of newspapers, mass killings, society breaking down, police being killed. I've interviewed so many sheriffs who've had Mexican troops, when they bust a car full of cocaine 3 miles off the border, they'll pull up, put guns to their heads, take it away. The feds tell them, oh, just don't talk about what happened to you. And what's happening in Mexico right now is I'll never forget 1999. Reuters showed Richard Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange at the time, not one of the other heads, Bernard Madoff. That's another one of the guys, but it's a nice group of people. Oh, yeah, Madoff was one of the top guys. He actually founded the NASDAQ. Grasso went down there, and there's actually a federal law where foreign countries or groups can actually invest narcotics money in the stock market or U.S. banks. And so it was a Reuters article with him hugging the head of the FARC, guerrillas, the communists that control half of Colombia and some surrounding nations, and said, invest your drug money with us or we're going to have an invasion. And the FARC said no, and so U.S. forces have been down there for more than a decade. That was in 99. So I guess right at 10 years. So they last year finally killed the head of the FARC, but somebody replaced him. And I remember interviewing Celia Castillo, former head of the DEA in all of Latin America, and all the press reports I've got. And I've been down in Mexico many times in high school and college and after that, or even as a kid with my parents, and seeing, troops guarding marijuana fields. I mean, the government controls narcotics, and the only war is against the four or five cartels that are a minority of the total business, but they're keeping prices down, and the big U.S. banks and the stock exchange and the Mexican government don't like that. So the U.S. is spending tens of billions a year, quote, in a drug war, and the other cartels are fighting back. And so that's what you see happening down there. It is a war. A Pentagon prosecutor, they have Pentagon advisors down there for the narcotics. And don't roll your eyes and say it's not true. Remember last year when a jet flying into Mexico, CIA tail numbers, one that had been used in renditions to Abu Ghraib and other places, and to Camp X-Ray and Guantanamo Bay. This was in Reuters, AP. Never made national news here, though. It was just in the news wires. Crashed with pure cocaine. Why is pure cocaine important? 3.5 tons of it. Because it meant it came directly from the source. You understand? You see, the drug war is destroying our country. It destroyed China 150 years ago. It's destroying Mexico because by making drugs illegal, that jacks up the price and the criminal element comes in and takes over and then gets incredible funding for other criminal operations. Cocaine, heroin, opium, speed was all sold at drug stores in every town and city until the 30s. And if you look at the statistics, less than a third of the people per capita were on those drugs that are on today. When cocaine was in Coca-Cola, you had a lot less cocaine heads. When it was in Dr. Pepper, you had less. When you could buy heroin, you could send your 10-year-old down the street to buy you heroin if you wanted to. And people had problems with it. But it was seen as a pathetic disease, and people got treatment. So your drug war is a fraud, period. The bigger it gets, the more drugs we have on the street, the bigger a police state we have. But here's the proof. As crime mounts, Mexicans turn to vigilante justice. And Time magazine talks about, is it okay that Mexicans illegally are buying guns and shooting criminals when they rob them? Because it's not just drug crime. It's all forms of crime. The society is falling apart. And our media is so controlled, they say, is it okay for people when they're getting robbed to defend themselves? I don't understand. Graphic photos of the alleged thief's corpse were splashed on the front pages of Mexican tabloids beneath headlines that read, such as, dead brat and military justice. The confessed shooter, retired General Al Gerardo Flores, was widely hailed as a hero for firing at a 30-year-old man who had tried to force his way into the military man's Mexico City home. Of course he did the right thing, wrote Felipe Alcocer, is in one line from the incident. I wish everyone would act in the same way and get rid of the antisocial scum. Yeah, they don't have a Second Amendment down there, so of course their crime's horrible. Just like Chicago and D.C. have gun bans and highest crime rates in the world. That's how it works. But Obama's got more than 10 bills to basically ban the Second Amendment introduced right now. George in Texas, thanks for holding. Then
how
Billy
you doing,
Bob.
Alex?
Good.
You know, the thing is, I got in an argument with a Chicago police officer down here on vacation, and he's telling me guns are bad and all that stuff.
But he's got one, yeah.
Yeah, well, and the thing is, I just told him, if I were in Chicago, I would not give up my gun. So I said, seeing that off-duty police officer beat up that small little bartender, I would put a bullet in his head.
Well, that's because you're with Al-Qaeda. It's good that the police are shaking people down in Chicago and Mafia Run. It's good and it's pro-America that they beat up women in public and children and rule. Okay, that's what America's about, and you, sir, are with Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. No. No. If an off-duty cop wants to beat you up, you tell him thank you and take your own head and smash it into a brick. In fact, you say, yes, God, and run and jump off a cliff, and then scream, you are God, you are God, you are God, I worship you, to the police officer as he smiles, looking at you over the cliff as you fall. Police are only good. They were good in Nazi Germany. They were good under Stalin. They were good under Mao. The police are all good in Mexico. There's no police corruption. There's no drug dealing. The police do nothing wrong. It's good to have face scanning cameras everywhere and black masks on the police and armored vehicles. It's good to have the IRS SWAT team stealing homes with no judges or juries. It's good that foreign banks rule the country and that most of the Congress doesn't even pay taxes and most of Obama's officials don't even pay them and then run the Treasury Department. That is good. That is good. How dare you call into this show, you know, how dare the founding fathers when the police and the system got out of control, that's how tyranny always comes, is in a uniform, how dare them fight back against King George III? How dare them resist? How dare them? I stand with the average person in government. I stand against the evil founding fathers. And to be serious, in my film Road to Tyranny, I have FEMA teaching Kansas City police, and we have training manuals from around the nation, not just there, saying the founding fathers are bad, gun owners are bad. I have the training manuals, all of it. You know what? So what if in New York and Chicago and other places the police are beating and killing whoever they want? That's good, sir. They have a tough job, and you are evil. I can't believe how evil that last caller was. How dare him? He's with Al-Qaeda. Billy Bob, TJ, Michael, Steve, Patriot Bear, Ryan, and many others. Phone blitz coming up and then a ton of other important news. Remember, tyranny is your friend. Government is only right.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
In the time and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Well, the answer to the government is just disarm the people. That'll fix all the crime. Of course, it explodes. That's what they like. Then they have an excuse to put more cops on the streets to write more tickets. But no matter how many police there are, you just can't seem to get one when your car gets stolen.
Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
And the establishment doesn't like that. They want you dependent, institutionalized, in debt, under their control. All right, but listen, a lot of police are great. It's the system that is bad now. And obviously, 99% of the time, police are agents of oppression worldwide. Throughout history, in the days of Rome, in the days of the Aztecs, in modern times, in Nazi Germany, the police are under the control of evil government. They become evil. And if you can't tell our government's evil, and if you can't tell it's illegitimate and out of control, you are living in another plane of existence. Government's too big, it's a cancer, and instead of getting smaller, it's going to expand again. And most of you out there are going to lose most of what you got. Just remember that. But I know you love bootlicking, so you'll enjoy it. Not my listeners, but new listeners I know who enjoy the system, enjoy being raped. Well, okay. Don't let me stand in the way of your happiness and success. You just don't know history, though, do you? Billy Bob calling from the planet. So I guess he's here on the planet Earth, not up there in the International Space Station. Hello, Billy Bob.
From Planet Gonzales, Alex.
Okay, they just said planet on here.
I believe I owe you a cup of coffee, at least lunch. How you doing?
Hey, good, buddy. What's going on?
Man, you know I'm always listening. Great to talk to you. You're so out there, you're precise, gone, absolutely. Sorry about that.
Sounds like you're, yeah.
Just... your persona has absolutely gone viral, and I'm out in the boonies, and I'm wherever I go, you know, I just don't run into people that corner me or push me around for any efforts of mine to be a patriot. And to reiterate your name. And
so you're saying folks are very receptive to the truth of what's happening?
Oh, yeah. I've never I don't get anybody that bows up to me at all. Of course, I'm not real aggressive with it, you know. Don't have to be. I just let them, I kind of got an edge. I'm an aircraft mechanic. And I'll just tell them, I'll say, hey, listen, you'll never see a kerosene heater melt down and run out the door. And that was absolutely, those planes did not bring down the trade towers. And then there was Building 7, which is another whole topic.
Yeah, I mean, when you cook stuff on your stove, the metal grate doesn't melt, and that fire is hotter than jet fuel. Look at that Chinese building, brand new building, burned with 200-foot flames for several days. Nothing collapsed, nothing fell in, and no plane hit Building 7 on 9/11.
No, not at all. And people, though, are just very, they're looking for help. They're looking for answers, and they're not looking at mainstream television. They're watching that less and less, and they're really searching for a way out. And there's only one way out, and that's the truth.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm talking to a lot of station owners and program directors, and I even have talked to some very big radio consultants who've contacted me, famous people in the radio industry, and they've said, Alex, your time has come. The people want you. You would be the number one show in the country, but obviously the big corporations that own the biggest stations aren't going to let you on the air. But they tell me that, and I've had meetings before, at the highest levels of radio, you know, even the high-level executives are scared and know that they're not members of the elite, know that their time is numbered, know that America is dying, but that's what they're saying. Massive calls to talk radio, especially local talk radio, you know, that is anti-New World Order, anti-globalist, pro-America, and that basically my view, your view, the reality view is taking over and exploding. And I mean, I'm just one small part of this, but my web numbers, our radio listener numbers, everything is just hyperbolic right now. It is exploding. Good to hear from you, my friend. Let's talk to TJ in Minnesota. You're on the air, TJ.
Parabellum, Alex Jones. You recognize this voice, I'd imagine, and I haven't talked to you for about 5 years at your request, but the time is short, brother. Parabellum. Everybody needs to look up that word. It means, if you want peace, prepare for war, because the time is short. But I got a compliment for you. You stood down an Iowa light colonel Friday in very good civilian fashion. And then I have a question for you, and then I got to get off this landline. James Janos, his other name is Jesse Ventura. We need him back in Minnesota. Godspeed, Parabellum. If you want peace, prepare for war. I'll stand by for a little bit.
All right, buddy. Good to hear from you. I do recognize your voice vaguely, but I don't remember telling you not to call into the show anymore. I do sometimes tell regular callers to give other folks a chance to call in. Like if I see a caller call in 5 days in a row, we don't screen calls, but if I hear the same guy, I go, hey, don't call in for a week or two. You know, because a lot of folks try to get in. People try for years to get in sometimes, and they can't get in. The lines have been filled the whole show, but there is an open line right now at 877-590-5525. But, yeah, for those that don't know, I might as well go ahead and cover this article now because it was our big top news story on Friday's weekday show. If you go read the Daily Times Herald article, Guardsmen to Conduct Urban Training at Arcadia in April 2nd through the 5th, it says they're going to go door-to-door and do simulated gun confiscations. I mean, go read the article. You can't make this stuff up. They say because of the political climate in the U.S. today, this is needed. And this is the same stuff I videotaped over a decade ago, where the Marines and the Army trained to confiscate our guns, and then when they went into New Orleans, they didn't go into the areas where folks were flooded. They went into high and dry areas on ABC News and NBC. We have the footage. And confiscated people's guns. To the point of where Louisiana just passed a law saying that if the feds try it again, the state police are to repulse them. I mean, we're getting to the point where Montana pass it through their house. They're on the verge of passing a law saying they're not going to follow federal gun laws. Texas just introduced. I have the state rep, Leo Birdman, on Friday. He's introduced a bill to basically have the state not follow federal orders. I mean, the state's created the federal government under the 10th Amendment. But, yeah, they were going to have this urban warfare takeover drill, and then we got calls from mayor and others telling us Friday, oh, the drills are canceled now. Please tell folks not to call anymore. And I told my crew Friday night, I said, you watch. By next Monday, they're going to announce, oh, no, now it's only being scaled back. But this is to acclimate the troops, acclimate the police, acclimate the public and the media that having troops running around with machine guns, firing blanks and throwing flashbangs and practicing. They said they're going to citizens door to door looking for evil gun dealers, and they practice raiding a gun shop, and they practice finding the forms and then going and raiding the houses to confiscate the guns. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression. Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
Survivalistseeds.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out?
And gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes, food, energy, housing, medical, forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Thank you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. You know, I ought to do a show sometime the next week or on next Sunday's show where I come in with like 200 mainstream news articles calling for a new world order. But then the detractors say, well, the new world order doesn't mean what you say it means. Oh, really? All these articles where the mainstream media is announcing it say that it's a new, quote, bank of the world to control the United States and the planet that we'll pay taxes to. Unelected global bank ruling us. And then challenge, dig up all the articles where I've been attacked, saying the new world order doesn't exist, and challenge those people to, you know, go on record and say it doesn't exist now. But that's a military tactic. You know, when the regular army and the Delta Force were ramming the Branch Davidian Church and machine gunning them as they tried to run out the back, all on flare footage, congressional testimony, and we have Janet Reno's order ordering them in. I mean, the truth's there. You just don't see it on the news. You know, love or hate those people, they didn't deserve to be killed like that, especially all those children. But they kept broadcasting, this is not an assault. This is not an assault. Come out with your hands up. And they'd run out with their hands up and they'd shoot them. It's the same thing here. This is not a world government. There's no foreign banks doing anything. Everything's fine. The collapse is an accident. Just do as we say. Let us take over. Everything's fine. Yes, we're going to have carbon taxes. Yes, there's a new world order, but the new world order doesn't exist. I mean, so instead we always have a debate about is there a new world order when they're all over the place announcing it, instead of saying we don't want a new world order. And that's done in combat over and over and over and over again. And in PSYOPs, they will tell you. And you can read Army manuals on this, and other governments have put this on record as well, that when they're attacking foxholes or attacking positions, they'll broadcast, we're not assaulting, we're here to help you, everything's fine, just so people get confused and hesitate. Now, if you like military propaganda being run on you, first it was $5 billion, then $10 billion, now they're saying $44 billion a year is to be spent to, quote, clean up the image of the Pentagon, domestic propaganda, brainwashing everybody. I mean, you know how what kind of propaganda $45 billion will buy? I mean, NORTHCOM's taken over the country. This isn't our military. This isn't our government. Can't you understand, just like third world nations get hijacked by banks, we've been hijacked? And I know I talked to a lot of the troops. They're upset. They know what's going on. We appreciate them out there defending the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We appreciate good police doing that as well. And if we all start saying no together, this New World Order will fail. But if we don't, it's going to get bad because they're holding us hostage. They're going to continue to implode the economy and say, now do what we say and we'll fix it. And then if we don't do what they say, they'll keep butchering the economy and say, see, it's your fault. But if you do follow their orders, they just continue to crush things as well. And just check the facts. Did things get better after the first banker bailout bill or the stimulus? No. Steve in Ottawa, Canada, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, sir.
Okay, a bit of a delay maybe on my end.
You got a really bad phone, sir. Are you on a cordless or a speakerphone?
I'm on a Skype.
Okay, well, just make it quick. Back off the microphone.
Okay, just wondering if you had heard about the Predator B aircraft going to be patrolling the North Dakota border near Manitoba?
Yes, they're going to have Predators patrol the United States, not just the borders. They have high-altitude blimps at 100,000 feet in Canada, the U.S., and England, with biometric body scanning software tracking everyone in real time. They know your biometric resonance just by the way your body moves from a shoot-down position from above you.
Yeah, because the thing I was concerned about is these things can see about 14 miles into the Canadian border, and there's a lot of, Emerson, Manitoba is right on the border, so they can...
No, I hear you. I got to let you go. Your phone's too bad. Sir, your Toronto Star and other publications reported a year ago, in early 2008, that they signed a deal to use Canadian and Mexican troops in the U.S., Mexican and U.S. troops in Canada, and vice versa, and our Congress said, hey... We weren't consulted, and your parliament said we weren't consulted, and then Bush just said, shut up. Presidential Decision Directive 51. And Congress said, this was in the mainstream news, they said, well, we'd like to see this,
you know, the all we've got is the cover sheet of this military agreement to use foreign troops in the U.S. Can we see the agreement? And they said, no. Presidential Decision Directive 51, which makes the president a dictator. And you notice Barack Obama hadn't rescinded that puppy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Okay? So forget just a foreign drone over you, Bubba. They got the Texas State Police up there training Canadian Mounties how to knock heads and how to run illegal checkpoints. Patriot Bear in California. Welcome, Patriot Bear.
Hello.
I am the Care Bear.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Man, I got bad allergies, but other than that, I feel like somebody's got... Well, because they think the government loves them, and they're part of the power structure, and patty cake, you know, I mean... They're just lambs to the slaughter. But, you know, that was one call out of dozens they took that disagreed with me. I mean, I had some guy call my show this week and say, you don't talk about the elite's plan to reduce world population. So I just went along with it and said, yes, you're right. I'm covering that up. I never talk about that. You know, people get frustrated by the information I put out. And instead of taking action to wake others up and say no to the tyranny, they get mad at the messenger.
Alex, just one more thing. Wasn't it just 18 hours before the bill came out to look at it? Didn't he only gave 18 hours to look at it before he signed the bill?
Yeah, that was media spin. Obama said we have to rush this through. Nobody can read it. They released it at midnight the night before from the lobbyists. This was in the Associated Press to the committees. And then they voted the next day, but they didn't post it on the web till a few hours before. So it was 1,076 pages long. So nobody had a chance to read it except for the lobbyists that wrote it. And Obama had sworn to never sign something but, you know, until it had 5 days to be read. Everything
Correct.
He says is a lie.
Right, because I tried to tell this lady at church today, and she just tore me up, and I just stood my ground. I said, no. I said, that's the problem I have with him. He doesn't give you enough time to look at it. Just rush it through. We don't know what the hell is in there. Excuse my language. And they could have half the stuff in there that is going to destroy the country even more.
And then she said, he's trying to save us. He can't help it.
No, what she told me is, we just need to pray. Yeah, I'm praying for my president. But we've got to stand up, we the people, and we need to call these guys and tell them, you know, make sure that's
no,
not
you,
in there.
No, you don't
that's
call Congress. That's Al-Qaeda. Calling government's evil. That's what Al-Qaeda does. No, I mean, to be serious. Yeah, it's not just that they, because I talked to Obamanoids this week, and they said, well, he has to do it to save us. And I said, listen, don't you understand he's continuing all the Bush policies? But see, they don't care because he's their man. They didn't really care about all the torture and the secret arrest and the lies and the wars. Now that they feel like it's their president, they don't care. Now conservatives are mad about everything because they feel like their guy isn't in when the globalists own both people. But the issue is, he said he pledged to wait 5 days so a bill could be read. But then he tried to rush through when he was a senator, the banker takeover bill. The point is, he lies about everything, except raising taxes. He's going to keep that promise. Except he's lying, saying it's the rich. Couples making $250,000 a year before taxes, that ain't rich. But the average person thinks it is. In fact, they've done studies. It's the people making $250,000 a year are the ones that actually spend the money, keep the economy going. But you'll find out. Don't worry. They're going to rob the middle class, and then there won't be anybody to come to your restaurant or come to your business or give you tips. And, you know, you'll lose everything. But that's what you like. You like being a schmuck. You like being taken for a ride. You hadn't seen a sucker you don't want to suck on. And I'm talking to those out there that think George Bush is a conservative, not like him, and people that like Barack Obama. They're puppets of the New World Order. Final segment, tons of calls, lots of news, straight ahead.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. And I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know, I just told the guys in the control room about something that I'm going to talk about this week on the air sometime. But I don't do it to be silly. I don't get into potty humor. It deals with the royalty of Europe and what scum they are and how low they think the public is. You can't make this stuff up. I ought to give it to the weekday. What's the name of that weekday show they've got that's only on for an hour? It's pretty funny. I listen to it. Todd and Don. I ought to give it to them. I shouldn't even get into it. The Queen of England, and it still goes on. They claim they stopped it in 1901. The Queen of England, I'm not even going to say it, man. If you Google it, it's mainstream news. I mean, guys at the office last night didn't believe it when I told them, so they Googled it. And my wife knew about it because she was also a history minor when she went to school in France. And so she learned about the French royalty. You know what? I'm not even going to get into it. I was just joking around during the break with the guys. But it's just the elite are such scum, ladies and gentlemen, that you can't even imagine the stuff that they're into. I'm not going to get into it. Maybe later this week when I have time to cover it and break it down. To give you an idea, Tutankhamun, one of the pharaohs of Egypt, had a official nose picker. And I'm serious. He was so elite, and he was God on earth, so someone had to pick his nose for him. Well, the royalty in England has a toilet attendant, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Let's just say they don't touch toilet paper with their own hands. It's taken care of by somebody else, and it's called the groom of the stool. There you go. I mean, you can't make this. Hell yes. Absolutely. I mean, that's how low they think of us, folks. Oh, man. All right, I had to give you a little bit of humor, folks, in all this craziness. But overall, we are positive. We believe if you expose all this evil that's going on and expose how corrupt the elite are, this can be turned around. But somebody at the office was going, did you hear about New York stockbrokers buying $2,000 pizzas made of caviar? And I said, man, that's nothing, okay? Okay? Michael in Oregon. I'm sorry, Michael. Go ahead. You're on the air.
It's all right, Alex. That was pretty funny stuff. Well needed. I'm calling you for a few reasons today. One, to let you know what we're doing up here in Oregon and Washington, and others to make you aware of something happening in New York. I'm district coordinator for Campaign for Liberty, and I would encourage your listeners to maybe jump on board that ship. It's a wonderful network of...
Great. You're plugging. Go ahead and plug quick because I want to go to more calls.
Oh, yeah, I was just letting you know that we're having good success in influencing our representatives and so forth in the area. Also, I wasn't sure if you were aware of it or not, but New York has started a sincerity test where parents using the religious waiver for vaccinations now have to appear in front of an attorney where he can decide whether or not they're sincere in their religious beliefs.
Yeah, let's get this straight. First, there's no law you've got to take vaccines, but they say, oh, we want you to sign a religious or conscientious objector form, and so now they're trying to pressure people to make it with more fraudulent color of law that you've got to do this. Absolutely. Because more people aren't taking the vaccines now, no matter how many lies the media puts out, and so they're getting upset. I mean, I told you that the HPV shot was killing people. That was in the trials, and now CBS News is having to admit it. I mean, you know, come on, folks. They only had 4 or 5 shots they tried to claim were mandatory decades ago. And now it's up to 60 shots they want to force you to take. There's no law. You don't have to take any of these shots. I mean, how would you trust a government and the media that lies and says it's the law when it's not? Now, let's talk to Ryan in Ohio. You're on the air, Ryan.
Alex Jones, how are you?
I'm pretty good, sir, but I don't have what the Queen of England has, so I don't feel like I'm really powerful.
Absolutely. Actually, my name's Brian with a B, but that's okay. I'm calling to let you know, I'm a police officer up here in Ohio in a county that has about probably about 3,000-4,000 police officers, and a lot of the police officers up here are very awake. A lot of them are very resistant to what's going on. Unfortunately, you know, some of our superiors aren't, but a lot of police up here are very awake. A lot of people are prepared up in this area. Hopefully nothing violent becomes of it, but I know every time the feds want to come in here and start doing this and doing that. We're very resistant to it. So
no. Listen, I mean the candidate that got the most military money was Ron Paul from the military. So the military's awake. And I get in here and bash bad cops all day, but I'm bashing bad cops that the bad system won't go after. I know that most police are great men and women, but we need you guys to stand up and say no. I mean, they're openly announcing they're going to have regular army on the streets of America. I mean, when you say awake, are the police aware of what's happening?
Oh yeah, I mean, there's a good percentage of them up here that know what's going on. I mean, I've turned hundreds on to you and your show and your effort. I mean, you know, InfoWars is on all the computers in the city and the favorites, you know, and it's driving people crazy. But as far as the military goes, I have some family members that are fairly high up in the military, and they basically speak of the same stuff that you do. I mean, there's a small percentage of them that are dirtbags, but the overwhelming percentage is not going to stand.
And that may be what saves us. The problem is the bankers, the private banks are in control of the money, so they're going to plunge us into a situation where the rioting is so bad that people will want troops on the streets, and then the precedent's set. But let me just say this. I've done a lot of damage in many respects to the movement. I'm not perfect. I've made a lot of mistakes. I get psychologically threatened by the police state. I get violated by bad cops. I see people getting violated. I lash out. And then that makes police go more into that gang mentality and actually helps the New World Order. So I say to the good police officers out there, I know you're there. I know you're the majority. But you can't blame me historically knowing that tyranny is here and that they're going to ask you to do these bad things incrementally. We're begging you to have courage and say no. And enough of you stand up, the New World Order will back off. I mean, take 5 years ago when they ordered 14 million first responders, including all police, firemen nurses and others, to take the smallpox shot. You guys said no, so their whole forced inoculation program for the public fell apart because their own enforcers wouldn't do it.
Exactly, and I'll tell you right now, myself and most of the people that I talk to, they don't look at you as bashing. I mean, you know, you rant and rave, but we all rant and rave, and that's cool. That's what has to happen sometimes. You know, you got to vent. You know, there's a lot of bogus stuff going on out there, and there's a lot of good stuff, but, you know, unfortunately, the bogus stuff is the stuff that gets reported. You know, here's a funny note for you. We have a Homeland Security office, and right next to Homeland Security, there's a big Illuminati bumper sticker. it's kind of comical, but hey, and I love your bumper music you use, like Fall Guy and stuff like that. See if your internet wizards can find a song. I can't remember who did it, but it was the Battle of New Orleans.
Oh no, we play that all the time. In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson and the mighty Mississippi.
Right. It's difficult for me to catch you because I have to podcast because nobody here plays your show. And due to my work schedule, I can't listen while I'm at work. So I have to podcast and I listen to you like every night religiously. I mean, my girlfriend's like, you know, you better stop listening to him or I'm out of here, whatever, you know. But it's like, yeah, you know, I'm trying to tell her. And, you know, gun show was this weekend. I went out and I bought like 2,000 rounds of ammo. And I'll tell you, the gun shows up here in Ohio, they're pretty good shows. And they're packed, and I mean, just ammo is the thing that's just getting so hard to find. I mean, you go into the sporting goods stores here, and 9mm and 45 are gone. I mean, it's non-existent. You know, I mean, obviously, I'm a gun guy, and I tell everybody, you know, buy your storable food. You know, don't take that income tax money and buy a new LCD TV. Go get yourself a year's worth of food and buy as much ammo as you can. You know,
absolutely, sir. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. We're out of time. I want to try to jam in one or two final calls, but absolutely. Charles in Louisiana, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, Charles.
Yeah, I've been listening to you every day, but I just can't get in sometime, you know?
Well, God bless you, Charles.
I'm still passing out your tapes, Mr. Jones.
Charles was there during the gun confiscation in New Orleans.
I want to tell them people that. Now, what that policeman said, there was a lot of policemen in New Orleans that knew, too. I talked to them. My aunt, my uncle's a policeman. The policemen, they're going to go where the money's at. They forced to do it because of food or a family. A lot of good policemen. But here's the thing. When the time comes, a policeman's going to be a policeman. You know, I seen it in New Orleans. I was there. I seen people get shot. I reported to you when it was policemen were shooting innocent people off the bridge. Remember when I was...
You reported that. You reported everything to us because you were in the middle of it as an emergency worker before anybody.
Good, but I just don't trust them when it comes down. They anxious to shoot.
Now, by the way, they did convict those police that did shoot those people on the bridge that you broke on the show. You saw it. Yeah.
But I ask people, still get your tapes, please. I don't call in as much because I got to get you at night. But listen, parabellum is the true word, like TJ said. But I respect you, and your tapes are true. They could never prove them wrong around here. Policemen have got them. I think the policeman are called on there. He's a wonderful officer. But, Mr. Jones, we're headed to bad times. And these people better wake up, and they better get some fury like you. You're the only caller that's got fury.
God bless you, my friend. Hey, I got fury because I love liberty and hate tyranny. We're out of time. Great job, crew. See you back on the weekday show. And next Sunday, spread the word.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-